Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's 5 o'clock. This is the main evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, shots fired in Derry overnight have been described by police as a blatant bid to murder officers. Meanwhile, the Derry and Strabane Policing and Community Safety Partnership has been holding a special meeting today to discuss the ongoing incidents. The Taoiseach says he believes Brexit negotiations are now in a better place following the reshuffle to Theresa May's cabinet this week. The Taoiseach says he doesn't want a cliff-edge end to the confidence and supply arrangement. The trial continues in the Central Criminal Court of a 19-year-old youth accused of rape and oral rape 2 years ago, and businesses and non-domestic water users in Donegal are urged to participate in a consultation by Irish Water on charges. And later in the bulletin, at around 5:15, Oisin will be here with the latest sports news. Shots fired in Derry overnight have been described by police as a blatant bid to murder officers. In the fourth consecutive night of disorder in the city, around 16 petrol bombs and 5 paint bombs were thrown. 6 shots were fired at police close to Derry's city walls. No officers were hurt. DUP MLA Gary Middleton says things have taken a very disturbing turn.
We just urge these people to stop. It has now went to another level. We thought things were sinister, but they have really taken threat level to another level, and we are deeply concerned.
Well, the Derry and Strabane Policing and Community Safety Partnership held a special meeting today to discuss the ongoing incidents. Speaking after the meeting, a PCSP spokesperson said first and foremost, their concerns are with the residents of the Bogside and Fountain who are enduring what they term these totally unacceptable attacks. They also paid tribute to police, community activists and youth workers who are trying to defuse the situation. The PCSP is urging parents to take responsibility for their children to ensure they don't become caught up in this violence. They're also asking the public to cooperate with police and to be moderate in the language that they use on social media. Taoiseach Simon Coveney believes Brexit negotiations are now in a better place following the reshuffle to the British Prime Minister Theresa May's cabinet. The changes to the cabinet came about as a result of the resignations of Boris Johnson and David Davis earlier this week. Minister Coveney believes this will allow the British government refocus its negotiation position. He says Theresa May had to tackle the hardliners.
Clearly she's had challenges this week, but I don't believe it was possible to move the Brexit negotiations forward without having that moment when the majority of the Conservative Party were willing to face down the hardline Brexiteers who were making a lot of noise but didn't represent the majority opinion in the Conservative Party and certainly don't represent the majority opinion in the House of Commons and certainly not the House of Lords more generally.
And the Taoiseach says he doesn't want a cliff-edge end to the confidence and supply arrangement. The deal keeping the government up is due to run out at the next budget. The Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil leaders haven't begun renegotiating it. Leo Varadkar wants to do so before the budget. Micheál Martin, the Fianna Fáil leader, says they'll wait until closer to January. However, the Taoiseach says that's not a good idea.
You know, we're talking a lot about a cliff-edge Brexit and why that would be not in the national interest. I don't think that a cliff edge end to the constant supply agreement would be good either. It would put us in a situation where we're trying to negotiate an extension to the constant supply agreement right after a budget while we're in the middle of what could be crucial talks on Brexit.
A Garda who led the investigation into the alleged rape of a 16-year-old girl by a schoolmate in County Donegal 2 years ago has been questioned about alleged inconsistencies in the evidence. A 19-year-old youth has pleaded not guilty to raping and orally raping the girl behind a building in a town in County Donegal in the early hours of March 18th, 2016. With more, here's Deirdre Farley.
On day 7 of the trial at the Central Criminal Court today, Garda Paul Leap was cross-examined by defence counsel about why Gardaí had not questioned the girl on alleged discrepancies in her accounts of what happened. The court heard that the girl was examined at a sexual assault treatment unit in the presence of a female Garda 3 days after the alleged offences and that she told the Garda she had tried to ring a friend during the incident but got no answer. The court also heard that when the girl gave her first formal statement to the same Garda 10 days later, she gave a detailed account of having rung her friend and the conversation they had had. Garda Leap rejected a suggestion from counsel that this was an obvious contradiction which should have been pointed out to the girl. The Garda said it was quite natural that she may have made errors. Garda Leap added, "I'm a father with 2 young girls, so I think I can understand." Garda Leap replied that any inconsistencies in what the witness may have said were recorded and produced as evidence. The trial continues before Miss Justice Deirdre Murphy and a jury of 8 men and 4 women.
Businesses and non-domestic water users in Donegal are being urged to participate in a consultation by Irish Water on the development of a new water charging framework. At present, charges in each local authority area are different. Irish Water say they're working to harmonise business charges nationwide. At present, charges per cubic metre vary from €1.59 in Kildare to €3.04 in Wicklow. Of the 35 local authorities, Donegal is 10th highest at €2.31. Councillor Patrick McGowan says it's vital that all affected businesses and organisations become involved in the consultation.
As we all know at the moment, businesses are struggling. The County Council increased the business rate last year to 5%, you know, and the thought of water increases, which is likely to have to level them out all over the country. Because there's a process now in place in consultation, it's very important that all the business people at community centres, churches, anybody that's paying water rates need to go on. They have to the 15th of August.
The fear would be that what Irish Water will now effectively do is figure out how much money it has to earn and then impose that on businesses, and that could lead to very substantial price rises in the coming year.
Yeah, and a lot of this is done under this guise of incentives, efficiencies or cost recovery. And they're using a lot of words there, like, but you know, the biggest loss and cost to everybody in this country is the waste. It's absolute waste. Whether it's in Dublin or Donegal, there's maybe a third of the water going onto the ground. But the way this commission was set up, they'll take that into account as well. They'll take giving into account, and then they'll try and get the business and non-domestic to try and pay for that. So look, it's important that everybody makes a submission, especially when you're up here, you're facing Brexit, you're facing all these other challenges.
And that was Councillor Patrick McGowan. Meanwhile, submissions are being invited by Donegal County Council on proposals to vary the basic rate of local property tax in the county. The council has the potential to vary the rate either up or down by 15%. It's looking at potentially doing so in 2019, but wants to take the views of households, individuals and the businesses first. With more details, here's Rory Williams.
Local property tax is an annual tax charged on all residential properties, with local authorities able to vary the basic rate within its own area by a maximum of 15%. This means that Donegal County Council can either increase or decrease the rate of local property tax in Donegal in 2019 by a maximum of 15% of the 2018 rate, or it may decide to leave the rate the same. The money collected contributes towards the cost of providing a range of local council services, and an adjustment in the rate will have an impact on SIM. Should the rate be reduced, it could limit the range and extent of services and supports that can be provided in 2019. If the rate is increased, the council's capacity to deliver services will in turn be enhanced. Donegal County Council is keen to hear the views on any proposal, and further information on how to do so is available on the council's website.
The Gartha Ombudsman Commission GSOC has launched an inquiry after a loaded Gartha submachine gun was found on the street in Dublin. The policing authority is expressing serious concern to the Gartha Commissioner about the incident. With more details, here's Tom Swift.
GSOC says it's conducting a public interest inquiry following reports that the weapon was found by a member of the public after it fell out of a Gartha vehicle. The Commission says it only became aware of the incident through media reports and hasn't received notification from Gartha themselves. GSOC says the incident suggests an apparent lack of security, and an inquiry is needed to ensure public confidence. It's now appealing for witnesses to come forward. Meanwhile, the policing authority says the incident is a very serious issue and has raised concerns with the Gartha Commissioner. The authorities also ask Gartha management for a comprehensive briefing on the force's operating procedures for carrying firearms.
The idea of a Wild Atlantic Way loop to Glenveagh National Park via New Mills, Church Hill and Garten is being considered by Donegal County Council. The authority says such a loop would be a significant additional tourism attraction in the area. Councillor James Pat McDade moved the motion this week, saying there are many pockets left out of the Wild Atlantic Way and this could have major benefits for the area. He stressed the idea is coming from the local community, and the community believes it has huge potential.
They're positive about it themselves. They think it's a good idea, that loop from Letterkenny out by New Mills Cornflax, right out through Churchill Village into Gairton, down into Glebe Gallery, right out onto Glenveagh National Park. It'd be great to have this loop included in the Wild Atlantic Way, just like they've done on the Mulroy Drive. It has been very successful, and I have no doubt that this here could be just as successful and be a huge boost for the local area out there.
Well, Donegal County Council has advertised for a Gaeltacht tourist officer with a 2-year contract on offer. The post's been welcomed by Councillor Micheál Colum-Galasbuig, who chairs Donegal County Council's Irish Language Committee. He says he's been discussing the need to market the Gaeltacht as a unique tourist product, and he's hoping this will play into the current interest in cultural tourism.
I certainly think it's very welcome news now that somebody's going to be employed and will be focusing on our Gaeltacht and our islands to promote tourism to come in, because people are tired of the plastic tourism that we see throughout Europe, and there's more focus now coming on cultural tourism. People want to come in to the islands or West Donegal or other Gaeltacht, hear our language being spoken throughout the shops and bars instead of this plastic tourism.
A number of potential locations for bus stops are to be examined on Buncrana's main street. It follows concern raised by a number of residents over severe traffic disruption. At present, there is nowhere for a bus to pull in on the main street. Donegal County Council is to consult with local people to discuss the most appropriate place. Councillor Jack Murray says it's important that that takes place.
The likelihood is that there could be the likes of parking spaces moved or relocated or removed. So it's important that anybody has any concerns about that, that they engage fully in the process, and we don't want to do anything that would impact negatively on anyone else. So it's important that everybody would have their say and that we come up with the best solution that suits everybody. But ultimately, we do need to come to a resolution that allows the traffic to keep going while the bus can pull in.
There are fears that the new road traffic bill will add even more pressure to young learner drivers in Donegal, already experiencing severe delays in getting a date fixed for their test. The bill, which passed in the Dáil this week, will make it an offence for the owner of a vehicle to allow a learner driver use the vehicle unaccompanied. At present, people are waiting up to 20 weeks for tests and paying for extra lessons in the interim. Councillor Adrian Blacken believes young people are being punished for being young.
There used to be 6 full-time driver testers in Donegal now, and over the years, like everything else in Donegal, it's been cut back. You know, when it's cut back now to only 2, there's only 3 test centres in Donegal now. There's one in Donegal Town, there's one in Buncrana, and the one in Letterkenny serves the whole Letterkenny area right away to Fannadin. Like, for anybody it's driving around the area now, like, you know, every third or fourth car you meet is a learner driver car, like, and it's time now that we've got the people, you know, what this is adding. As I said, we welcome the bill, but it's adding more pressure now to parents and to young people, you know, in part-time jobs. It's cost them an extra 400 or 500 euro, and also now you have the threat that if a parent lets their child drive their car, if it's unoccupied, you know, they're going to be prosecuted as well. Like, and it's punishing people who are only trying to do their best, and it's punishing young people for being young.
And that was Councillor Adrian Blacken there.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny, now stocking a wide selection of Brooks running shoes.
It's 5:15. We say good evening to Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Donald. We're going to start with Gaelic Games. The dates and throw-in times for the second and third rounds of the Super 8 matches have been confirmed. Donegal's clash with Roscommon will be played on Saturday week, the 21st of July, and their final game with Tyrone and Ballybuffet will be the bank holiday Sunday, the 5th of August. Dublin's trip to Tyrone will have a 7 p.m. throw-in at Hayley Park on Saturday week. That Roscommon-Donegal clash at Dr. Hyde Park is on the same day with a 5 o'clock throw-in. The final Group 2 games at the start of next month will both get underway at 3:30 on Sunday, the 5th of August. That's Donegal and Tyrone at McCool Park, and Dublin against Roscommon at the Dubs nominated home venue of Croke Park. Donegal start their Super 8 campaign against Dublin this Saturday, and Tyrone play Roscommon in a doubleheader at Croke Park. That Donegal fixture against the Dubs will be live on Highland this coming Saturday. And the other group, Kildare, will welcome Galway to St. Conlas Park on Sunday week, the 22nd of July at 2 o'clock, while Clonus will host the meeting of Monaghan and Kerry from 4 that day. And the third round games in Group 1 will see Kerry face Kildare and Killarney from 6 o'clock on Saturday, August 4th. And at the same venue, Galway and Monaghan will throw in at Pearse Stadium. To soccer now. Derry City return to European football on Thursday evening when they host Dynamo Minsk from Belarus in the first round qualifiers of the Europa League. It's Derry's first appearance in a European game since 2014. There has been threats of a match boycott by some Derry fans, with ticket prices up to £25 for the tie. The Derry manager Kenny Shields wants the home fans to come out and support the team.
The players that we have are all working class. The management is all working class. So we're emphasising that this week, because these lads, when they finish the game in their mid or early 30s when they stop playing, they have to readjust. They're living amongst our supporters. They're every bit as working class as the supporters. And I want to emphasise that to the people that is coming out. These people here are not millionaires, the footballers that are representing Derry City. They come here because it's their city, most of them, and they want to make a mark on it. And now they've got an opportunity to play against professionals from the Eastern Bloc. And you know something? Derry people are so lucky that they have a professional club on their doorstep, and they have players who are working class playing in the same arena that they're going to watch, and they're playing with their hearts to do their best. We don't always give a good performance, but we work as hard as we can at it. Come out and give these lads a bit of backing, please, because it would be really, really good to get the vocal support we had when it was a novelty and we're just moved into the new ground in the first three or four home games. It was fantastic, and we won all of them. But now that that has petered out, and it's not novel now, we need the supporters to come out and give us that extra voice and extra 12th man, if you want to call it that.
Derry City manager Kenny Shill speaking ahead of that big European tie tomorrow evening at the Brandywell. Well, as you heard in the news throughout the day, Fun Harps Football Club will receive €304,000 in capital sport funding to recommence work on the new stadium project at Stranorlar. The money will go towards commissioning a design team to advance plans for the works on the build. Fun Harps commercial officer Aidan Campbell told Highland Radio Sport today the grant is a huge boost.
It's a very welcome news, Oisin. As everyone knows, this project has been a stop-start over the years. So what's important about today's news, Oisin, I suppose, is that not the amount of money, but it's the significance of today's announcement is that this money will be used directly to be allocated to the design consultants who will manage the along with the technical departments of the Department of Sport will manage the project to completion. So it's huge news for not just for Finn Harps but for Sport and Donegal.
I know it's early stages yet, but the next question on everybody's mind is going to be, when is the stadium going to be completed? I know you can't give us a fixed date just yet, but is there any sort of timescale there at all, Aidan?
Well, I suppose that the first thing is that the design company will go in and they will survey the current site and look at what needs to be done, and then once they send their specifications up to the technical people in the department that work alongside them, and then the plan is laid out. So we would expect to have, or we would hope to have, Oisin, work beginning in the early part of next year. And then as regards the actual moving in time, I'm a bit hesitant to give a definite date, but you know, I know the stadium committee have said that they would hope that the team will 100% be playing in it for 2021. We were hoping for earlier than that, but we don't know exactly yet. But the important thing now is that we know it's definitely going to happen.
Commercial officer at Fun Harps, Aidan Campbell, speaking on the announcement following, or the announcement of €300,000 that will come to Fun Park from the Capital Sport funding. Elsewhere at the club, they have confirmed the signing of Jacob Borg. The 27-year-old Australian-born defender has joined Fun Harps. He's a Maltese citizen and was capped once at senior level by Malta. Borg has played club football in Australia before moving to Malta, where he featured for several clubs. Croatia, 90 minutes of football stand between England and a first World Cup final since 1966. The sides meet in Moscow tonight for the right to face France on Sunday. Croatia have a number of injury concerns going into the tie, but England boss Gareth Southgate has a full deck to choose from. Kickoff time at the Luzhniki Stadium is at 7 o'clock this evening. Chelsea appear to be on the verge of appointing a new head coach before they sack Antonio Conte. President of Napoli claims that Maurizio Sarri is close to signing off on terms to become the new boss at Stamford Bridge. Conte is still Chelsea manager and has been taken training this week. It's also reported that Italian midfielder Jorginho will likely join Sarri at Chelsea this summer for a fee north of €50 million. Republic of Ireland midfielder Alan Brown has signed a new three 3-year contract at Preston. Brown was named player of the season at the championship club during the last campaign. Finally, to tennis, Roger Federer has been forced to 5 sets in his Wimbledon quarterfinal with Kevin Anderson. It's the first time in this year's competition that Federer has dropped a set. So they're into the decisive set, and it's turned out to be a real cracker. They're currently sitting at 11 each in the 5th and decisive set. They've gone now over 4 hours, well, 4 hours and 4 minutes to be exact, in that epic battle. On centre court, second seed Rafa Nadal has taken the first set against Juan Martin Del Porto. The winner of that will go through to play Novak Djokovic, who came through against Kevin Nishikori today in 4 sets to book his place in the semi-finals. That's it, Donal. We'll have our GAA programme tonight here in Highland with Tom Comack. Usual throw-in time is at 8:30 on a Wednesday evening, and I'll be back with the next bulletin tomorrow morning after the news at 8.
Thank you, Washing. Ambulance personnel in Donegal who belong to NASRA, the National Ambulance Service Representative Association, are set to begin industrial action on July 24th in a dispute over the HSE's refusal to deduct union subscriptions from payroll. NASRA, which is affiliated to the Psychiatric Nurses Association, says the HSE did so prior to last autumn. The HSE says that was an oversight and subscriptions shouldn't be collected as NASRA don't have union negotiating rights within the ambulance grades. NASRA spokesperson Christina Martin is an advanced paramedic with the National Ambulance Service in Donegal.
The NASRA members within the Northwest have felt really strongly that they are being denied their fundamental right to organise and join a union of our choice. Our members have balloted for industrial action up to and including strike action. The reason for this is because Ambulance Management HSE have refused to facilitate payroll deductions of union subscriptions for new NASRA members.
Looking at the weather forecast, patchy rain or drizzle gradually dying out this evening, northerly breezes mostly light, dry tonight apart from an isolated patch of drizzle and mist, lowest temperatures 12 or 13 degrees Celsius in light breezes, it'll be mainly dry tomorrow with some sunny spells developing throughout the course of the day, an isolated light shower possible in the afternoon, highest temperatures 17 to 19 degrees Celsius in light breezes. Well, that's Highland Radio News for now. We're back with local news at 6 o'clock. Before we go, we'll take a closing look at the headlines, and the firing of shots in Derry overnight has been described by police in the city as a blatant bid to murder officers. DUP MLA Gary Middleton says things had been sinister up to now, but they have taken a turn for the worst. Meanwhile, the Derry and Strabane Policing and Community Safety Partnership held a special meeting today. Afterwards, they said their thoughts are with the residents of the Buckside and Phantom. They also paid tribute to police, community activists and youth workers who are trying to quell disturbances in the area. The Taoiseach Simon Coveney says he believes British negotiations are in a better place following the reshuffle to British Prime Minister Theresa May's cabinet. He says the Prime Minister had to tackle the hardline Brexiteers. Taoiseach Leo Varadkar says he doesn't want a cliff edge end to the confidence and supply arrangement. He wants to begin renegotiating it now. The Fianna Fáil leader wants to wait until closer to January. We're back with news again at 6. Good evening. The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, the 11th of July. The death has taken place of William Sweeney, Lurgan Boy, Port Salon. His remains will be reposing at his home. Removal from there on Friday morning at 10:30, going to St. Columbus Church, Massmount, Fannet, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has occurred of Breda Nealis, Casmar Avenue, Harles Cross, Dublin, formerly of 57 Hawthorne Heights, Letterkenny. Breda's remains are reposing at the family home at 57 Hawthorne Heights. Funeral from there on Friday, going to St. Eunan's Cathedral for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, with interment afterwards in the family plot at Newleck Cemetery. Inquiries to Pascal Blake, Funeral Director, Letterkenny. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of George Deveney, 6 Gormley Crescent, Strabane, formerly of Onrea Drive and Pierce Gardens, Strabane. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 9:30 for Requiem Mass in St. Mary's Church, Melmount at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Marie Curie, care of Quigley Funeral Directors, Strabane. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has occurred of Dermot Hannigan, Carnamuggle Lower, Letterkenny. Dermot's remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there tomorrow to the Church of the Irish Martyrs, Ballyrain, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass with burial afterwards in the family plot at Conwell Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Notre Dame Hospital, Lourdes, care of Pascal Blake, funeral director, Letterkenny. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has occurred of Jack Friel, Barrick Glenswilly. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral Mass in St. Columbus Church, Glenswilly, tomorrow at 12 noon. Interment afterwards in Temple Douglas Cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. The death has taken place of Arthur Doherty Arthur, Gourey Glenealy. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow at 10:15 to St. Mary's Church, Bochan Cooldaff, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. And the death has occurred of Mary Ferry, Coolvoy, Duhury. Her remains are reposing at Midlands Funeral Home with viewing today. Removal at 6:15 to St. Connell's Church, Glenties, for 7 o'clock, reposing overnight. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11 with interment afterwards in the local cemetery.